A real heartache in families is when a family member refuses to see or talk to another family member because of something they said or did that hurt them. Walls erect, communication stops, discord ensues, parties take sides, disunity occurs. What can bring them back to harmony? Well, Proverbs 17:9 shows us, love prospers when a fault is forgiven. In a parable, Jesus reminds us of how necessary mercy is, foundational in relationships. A man who owed much was forgiven much, but then requested that a man that owed him little pay up. Result? The one who forgave him much found out and tossed him in jail. Paul reminded us about the power of love when he said in 1 Corinthians 13, love does not keep a record of wrongs done to them. And Jesus admonished us in the Lord's Prayer, forgive our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Let's pray for families to reconcile on the basis of the undeserved mercy that we all have received and not keep a record of wrongs done to them. Father, we lift up families knowing that many are at this moment are in discord, are disunified, they are divided, all because somebody said or did something that hurt them, offended them. It could have been done intentionally or unintentionally, but neither party has come forward to reconcile, or maybe one has and the other one refuses, and now there is this wall. So Father, we pray that the family members will begin to regularly forgive their offenders on a regular basis, on the understanding of how much you have forgiven us. We pray they would pray the Lord's Prayer daily, forgive our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. That they would listen to how they speak about family members, admitting it's sin to speak ill of anyone. And that they would keep forgiving that person, that incident, that statement, whatever it is they did, until it is from their heart and that they never bring it up again. We pray that they would stop retelling the offense, trying to get confirmation bias from other family members and then causing even more of a rift. We pray they're able to be the first to own their part in the problem and apologize. That we pray for families to recognize one of the things that you hate, Father God, is someone who causes division, and we certainly don't want to be party to that. So we thank you, Father, that you tell us to pray the Lord's Prayer, and then you said, if we forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father, you, Father God, will also forgive us. But if we don't forgive others their sins, neither will Father God forgive us our sins. And when Peter asked, how many times do I need to forgive? You said 70 times 7. And wow, in other words, forever. And lastly, we thank you, Lord, that you can bring families together. And so we pray, Father, that this year people will come together through the mercy seat and forgive and apologize and not keep a record of wrongs. In Jesus' name.